Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 609, live on YouTube on Wednesdays, 6 p.m., willsyoutube.com. Perhaps you're listening on Radio St. Pete Sunday evening, sometimes around 6 p.m.-ish. I'm not sure exactly. I think it varies, but... Or maybe you're just a podcast listener over at hmbradio.com. Either way, welcome to the program. My name's Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hey, how's it going? It sounds a little better this week, doesn't it?
Sound really, really good.
Ooh, buttery. Okay. Yeah, buttery. So sorry about last week. It was a real shame on many levels, but I had all this amazing equipment and I messed up. I feel like I was told I didn't connect soon enough. And so it didn't propagate when I was trying to change settings. So I didn't see all the things. Anyways, I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, I was just admiring your setup there and how good it sounds and how good it looks and all the different stuff you got. And you informed me that, well, it's my fella's setup.
Most of it is, well... Some of it is his, some of it is mine in terms of like who purchased it, but in terms of the brains behind the operation, yes. Obviously it's not me. So
I figured, yeah.
I'm just the pretty face.
That's right. You are indeed. Well, we're separate again this week. You're not here.
Why is that?
Well, I think it's because you're a coward.
Okay, nice.
I mean, I'm just throwing it. Why do I look so do I look purple?
You do, dude.
Maybe it's the medicine.
Oh, you have hypothermia.
Don't look well. Well, I feel a lot better. I was sick last week.
We know.
And I, unfortunately, over the weekend, I feel better. I feel almost back to normal. A little, not great, but almost there. But I have, my ear is just completely clogged on this side. Can't hear out of it. It's really annoying. And also, it seemed to have spread to my tear duct in my eye. It is so inflamed. Last night, I thought it was going to burst. It was so tender to the touch, and you could see it. When I put my finger up there, I could feel the outline of the pouch. Of the
sure, just like a buildup of sinus fluid.
Well, I think it's got some bug in there. I mean, like...
Ew. Oh, you like a pus?
No. I don't know. I hope it's not pus, but I think it's some sort of infection that is.
Oh, that's yeah, that's
the right side of my head. So unfortunately, I had to get on antibiotics. And I told you, you asked if I was feeling better, and I said, "Yeah, I feel okay." However, I did just start an antibiotic. And you said, I'll go.
No.
That's okay. They're huge. These things are huge. These pills. They're like, can you see the size of them? Probably not.
No, because it's like interfering with the green screen.
They're like that big.
Yeah, but you just have to take like one a day though, right?
Two.
Damn, okay.
Yeah. Whatever got me, Dominican Republic Super AIDS, man. It's no joke.
Yeah, I can't get actually sick after I've been fake sick for a week. That would be bad.
That would be bad.
But what's so funny is that a bunch of people in the office ended up getting sick as well. Obviously not because of me, because A, I wasn't there, and B, I wasn't sick. But it was just the perfect... I was talking to the wife of the owner, and I'm just like, something's going around. She's like, I know, right? And I'm like, no, I don't know, bitch. Shame. They're nice to me for the most part.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to not... I don't want to be to blame for anybody coming down with an illness.
No. And like as much of a headache as I provide for you when I I'm like roasting you on being sick all the time, I do appreciate the heads up.
Yeah.
So please keep telling me is what I'm saying.
Got it. I will.
Yeah. Thank you.
Really? There's lots of things.
Oh my God.
Hang on. Maybe let's save the... like radio stuff for the second half where we can curse and call people names.
Sure. Names. Right. Let me just tease it a bit.
Sure.
About 10:30 last night, 10 o'clock, my phone starts blowing up and it continued to blow up this morning. And it was there were some updates apparently that people thought I would be interested in. They were right. I was interested. We'll get into that in the second half of the show.
Yeah. Okay. And it involves two people that we worked with.
Oh, yes. This is the more recent. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. So that's all the more reason to stick around for the second half of the show. If you are a podcast listener, maybe you want to subscribe and get the full audio only uncensored podcast on Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. You can subscribe there. There's a free version as well. It's a good way to support the show. Or you can just stick around here on willsyoutube.com and fast forward to 30 minutes if you must know right away if you missed the live show. But don't do that. Hang out with us. It's fun. We got a lot to talk about today on a few local things. I feel like we might have already touched on this perhaps, but did we talk about the SNAP benefits changing?
No, we have not.
We have not. Okay. So Florida SNAP benefits, make sure that's showing up. Yes, there we go. Are changing starting this week. This is from WTSP.
Well, this morning, big changes coming for Floridians who use SNAP benefits because starting tomorrow, certain items that were once allowed are no longer.
You can hear that, right?
Yeah, I can. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Eligible. We want to bring in 10 Tampa Bay News reporter Nick Valturo now. He's joining us live in studio. Nick, big changes for some people as they head to the next trip.
Well,
to the
pause.
Yeah, you know, Jenny, and we.
What does she mean by some people? What do you think she means by that?
Like she just means people who she use. Said,
I think they need to bring in a correspondent from South St. Pete who is boots on the ground talking to people.
Baby. I talked about before, we go to the grocery store, you go to a restaurant, everything is so expensive. You go to Five Guys, it's $15 for a cheeseburger. You go anywhere, everything is up. Gas prices are up. Yeah, so, of course, you're thinking about this right now from a grocery store standpoint. You're going to start seeing some very significant changes, especially on those people who rely on SNAP benefits to put that food on the table. And it really could catch some of those families off guard at the register. So
that's interesting food to put on the table for your family.
Isn't it?
I mean, Snickers bars, for those that are listening. Twix bars, Coca-Cola, Ritz crackers.
Because these are the things that they are going to start cracking down on a little bit. And I, you know, I don't really know when I got like this, but I remember my dad back in the day, we're probably talking politics and I was, you know, a teenager and trying to tell him about how people need help. And he goes, you should be able to buy beans and rice and that's it with food stamps. Just the basic essentials. And I remember thinking how heartless he was at that time. But now I'm like, he might have been maybe it's a little extreme, but not much. I mean, I would say maybe add in some fruits and vegetables, maybe even some protein, some sort of meat and eggs and stuff like that would be okay. But I don't think you need to feed your family with a plate full of Twix candy bars. I mean, it just seems obvious to me. But let's continue here.
All right. Okay.
SNAP funds, they can no longer be used for items the state classifies as unhealthy or ultra-processed. That includes soda, energy drinks, things like candy, and some shelf-stable desserts like packaged snacks, cakes, cookies, and pastries. Now, the state says eligibility is now based more on health standards, not just whether something is considered food. And just as important, though, a lot is not changing. SNAP can still be used for fruits, vegetables, meat, dairy, bread, cereal, and even some treats, depending on how they are labeled.
It's going to cause a lot of confusion. It's going to cause a lot of shame and stigma and people not knowing why they could have purchased.
Right? Should people...
Shame and stigma should be brought back.
It's great.
In society.
It's so good. It really can help people adapt.
Just help me?
Being the right
help me?
Thing. Yeah.
I used to be a little chubby kid. Guess what? Shame, stigma, I'm healthy.
And you got shamed by your father, which was
correct.
Bigger.
Yeah, that adds an additional layer of trauma.
emotional.
Which also impact. Helps motivate you as a child.
Sure. You know, but there is something to that. I don't understand why there can't be, like, nobody should feel any shame for anything that they do anymore. No, people do plenty of things that they should be embarrassed about. And they should be called out publicly. Because maybe they didn't know. But you can't just let that go and let this behavior continue. Somebody's got to say something at some point. So the idea that, oh, well, they're going to be embarrassed because they were buying Funyuns and Twix, but they're Snap, and now they can't do that, and they're ashamed.
Maybe. You know what's sad, though, is that the voice of this movement sounds like this.
You guys shouldn't eat any of those Funyuns. Not good for your health.
That's an RFK impression. I'm watching the screen here with this lady talking about the stigma, and I it was very jarring to hear that impression. I got out of the blue, but yeah, it doesn't help because and everything's so politicized now that even basic, I guess RFK has some outlandish stances. I don't really know what those are, to be quite honest. I mean, I've heard about that he's anti-vax.
He's not anti-vax.
I don't think he's anti-vax either. I think he's...
He's like, maybe don't stack them so close together when they're younger.
Yeah.
You know, stuff. A lot of the things he said are very reasonable. And the things that he's like unsure of, he's like, we should probably look into that more. And people are like, you're anti-science. He's like, I'm saying we should do more science. And they're like, you hate the government and you hate black people. He's like, what?
Yeah. Well, that's how
I'm in the government and I am black. No, okay.
Beforehand are no longer eligible.
Yeah, at checkout, enforcement is automatic. If an item is no longer eligible, the EBT system will decline it and you'll need to pay another way. The best advice, look for SNAP eligible labels, double check receipts, and plan ahead.
Yeah, and Nick, we were talking about this earlier. At the grocery store, you will be able to see. At some places, they actually label if it's SNAP eligible.
Yes, some things are labeled SNAP eligible. You'll see that sticker over there in the grocery aisle.
It's pretty easy to tell what will be SNAP eligible, or maybe it's easier to tell what's not. Candy, chips, soda.
How am I going to feed my family?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps some chicken.
Can I fry it?
Sure. You can. Right. Actually. Absolutely, you can. You know, maybe some radishes, lettuce, eggs.
I ain't a rabbit. The best thing that SNAP could provide for these people, oftentimes, not always, is no food at all. So yes. I know we're talking about beans and rice. How am I going to feed my family? I'm like, precisely. Actually, the healthiest thing you could do is starve them for a month.
Yeah.
Ironically enough.
Yep.
People don't want to hear that, but it's true.
No.
Sorry.
They don't. got a poll up here. Interactive poll, Anna. Check that out.
Ooh.
So you can now answer.
Keep moving it around.
Question. This is brand new technologies that I'm learning how to use in real time. So go ahead and vote there. I don't understand the big deal with just promoting, you know, a healthy lifestyle and healthy foods.
Well, it's bigoted and racist, so it's about time you figured that out by now, Will.
Soda, energy drinks, candy, prepared desserts are no longer, so you can't get Chips Ahoy and Oreos and stuff like that. But, I mean, you could still buy them if you
want. It's just not covered by the government. You know who's not happy about this? Big Food.
Oh,
Coca-Cola, PepsiCo. Yeah.
Sure.
They're very unhappy about this. And I'm sure that they have got all the influencers in tow trying to crank out how this is somehow a bigoted, racist affront to certain cultures and people are accustomed to a certain type of flavors and tastes.
It's supposed to be for like people who are so poor that they cannot afford food and just like keep them alive.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you can just, you know, buy a bunch of junk. I don't know when that happened. I mean, that's just so common sense to me that I'm just shocked that people are upset about this.
I wouldn't be so upset about it if it like didn't cause them a bunch of health problems later on that would then be covered by the taxpayer, you know?
Right.
Like if you just want to eat unhealthy and whatever, but unfortunately there are consequences to that sort of eating in excess not all the time, obviously treat yourself once in a while, but for the most part, if that's all you're eating, you're going to have diabetes, you're going to have high blood pressure, you're going to have heart disease, all of which are managed by pharmaceuticals and other medical interventions that will be covered by the taxpayer, because obviously you don't even have enough money to buy food. How are you going to have enough money to take care of yourself when you have all these health problems later down the line? So, and that's where the problem lies.
Yeah. And they tend to be partnerships with other government programs like Medicare, Medicaid.
Correct.
So, you know, they're deciding, making these bad choices and then doubling up, dipping twice because, mm-hmm. you know, now they need insulin. And right. they bought Twix and Funyuns and Oreos with their SNAP. So now mm-hmm. they need insulin. We're going to have to, taxpayers going to be on the hook for that too, or whoever it is.
And it's funny because like most people who are in like the top, you know, let's just say 5% of earners, like they're probably among the least obese. They're the ones actually taking care of themselves. But oh, do they have the means to do so? Not really. If you can walk and you can eat, like you said, beans and rice and a little bit of lettuce and some fruit, you too can have a great body. So it is kind of ironic that the people who are taking advantage of all the SNAP benefits and buying all this terrible food, then again are relying on the rich to sponsor all their healthcare needs later down the line. This could all be avoided, really, if you just kind of manage your intake better. And not only that, forget about like the monetary consequences, but just you would have a better quality of life. Doesn't that sound cool?
Yeah.
Guess not.
Yeah. This comment, Will, not to be rude, but it looks like of it, you're a health issue waiting to happen. Thank you. Yes. I'm working on it, buddy. But I do appreciate it.
Also, the color. He's really not that purple in real life.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that. I'm getting notices, too, that where people are saying that I'm frozen. And I guess that's I think that's a processor issue. I think I need to upgrade my computer soon, but inside baseball. But anyway, yeah, so you don't need this stuff. I think the answer is clear. The answer is yes, this is fine to regulate this sort of stuff. And stop crying. I saw one thing this guy was saying from some advocacy group that, well, the real problem is we need to make the food cheaper. That's the real problem, because people can't afford the junk food, so they have to get on government assistance. So we need to actually make that food cheaper.
Like all food or just junk food?
I guess all food, but I think it's kind of implied.
I mean, okay. Like, there's so many things that go into that. Like, gas prices are up, so how are you going to accommodate that when you have to get these eggs from Wisconsin or these tomatoes from California? You know, yeah. Like people are just like, well, the company should just eat it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a for-profit company. Would you say that if you started a company and then other sort of costs were going up, wages, you had to pay your employees more, gas prices are going up, supply chain gets all messed up during COVID. And then people are like, you should just keep lowering the price. Well, unfortunately, life doesn't work that way. That's like Mom Donnie world, where it's just like, it's going to be free. Yeah. It's going to be free.
The taxes that are imposed on those companies always end up getting passed along. The whenever there is government pressure, when foods get too expensive, inflation gets too high, they just, like you said, make the package smaller, put less in it, make it the same price. It's just
fire half their staff. Yeah, whatever.
I mean, yeah. And by the way, Robert, this bug, I'm not on Medicare or Medicaid, okay? So I'm not, I'm also not on SNAP. So I'm not going to be dipping into your pockets, dickhead. also, too, on, I know you don't care about this at all, but
sports.
It is a little bit sports related. Yeah. Okay. I saw it, it made me mad. So I wanted to talk about it a little bit with you. Sports fans, obviously, you know, are a weird breed. They have this weird allegiance to things they have nothing to do with, are really not a part of at all, other than just watching it on TV.
It's proximity to where they play.
Yes. And this is, let's get rid of this. hide that. Okay. USF or former USF coach Alex Golish went to Auburn. Everyone knew it was gonna happen. South Florida is kind of a stepping stone for coaches who either were at the top at one point, got fired, then they get a job here at South Florida or another school like South Florida, and then they end up getting a better job because they do a good job with the program. The USF makes a bowl game or something, and then they immediately dip. Now, this guy said that he was not going to leave South Florida. He was in it for the long haul, but was doing interviews just before the bowl games and ended up taking the job just before USF made their bowl game this year. Now, he didn't win the conference, I will point out. The team was good and it was exciting to watch just as a fan, but it really wasn't like a super stellar season. It's a good season, but he impressed enough people that he got a job with Auburn University, an SEC school. And I don't really...
Head coach or what?
Yeah, he's the head coach
there. Oh, that's pretty impressive, right? Like Auburn is top tier. I don't know much about sports, but I know Auburn, Alabama, Roll Tide.
Yep.
University of Michigan.
As far as
Louisiana.
As far as college jobs go, it's like, it's up there. So it's, and I was happy for him that he was,
moving on up.
I blame him that he was taking the job. I tried to be as rational as he can be regarding sports. There really is no rationality at all.
I think the only rationale is just money, right? Like, someone pays you more, you go there.
But, I mean, I'm saying that just from I like this team, so I want to keep my team together.
Sure.
I want to keep my coach. But I also understand that he's going to get offered more money, more prestige. You're probably going to go somewhere else. So anyway, Alex Golish did an interview with USA Today. He was hired to rebuild USF that was just decimated under Charlie Strong and Jeff Scott. Charlie Strong used to coach at Texas, Anna, which is another kind of big football school.
Like Texas A&M or something?
No, just Texas. University of Texas got the bull on their helmet.
Is that in Austin?
I believe it is. Yeah.
Great.
Jeff Scott came from Clemson. He was kind of an assistant.
Oh, yes. I know Clemson. That's one of the Carolinas.
South Carolina, I believe.
Correct.
Pretty sure.
Good job.
He didn't do so hot. Jeff Scott didn't do very well. He got fired after like 3 years. Golish was kind of in the same spot as Jeff Scott. He was like an assistant on Tennessee Volunteers, another big football school.
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt's also in Tennessee. I think
it's a big school, right? Isn't that a big football deal?
Vanderbilt is SEC, but I would say that University of Tennessee is a bigger football school.
Okay.
Overall.
I'm trying my best.
While here, Golish frequently said that he had every resource needed to compete on a national level. And then just hours after concluding his 2025 season, Golish accepted the head coaching job at Auburn. The only reason he got that job is because of the way he elevated USF in a short period of time. I didn't and don't blame him for taking the Auburn job. This is the author here, but I don't either. I didn't. It's a chance to coach a storied program and test himself against the SEC, but couldn't he just leave it at that? I guess not. In an interview, Golish said, I felt like you could win a national title here at Auburn, where at South Florida, I think you and everybody else knew that you were never going to get there. I think that's like, he's not wrong. I think he's kind of right. Just because it's kind of a stepping stone school, it is what it is. USF is not in the SEC or the ACC or a big conference, so they don't really play anybody. So they're not really in contention to win a national title. But can't you just lie to us a little bit?
Right.
That'd be so hard. Just be like, USF's a great school. I had a great time there. And this was just, a better opportunity for me at this time. Everybody would have got it. But to kind of slam the school like that on the way out, classless. Am I right, Anna?
Yes. Yes, I agree with that.
It is silliness, I know. Mm-hmm. Look, check it out, poll.
Is there a verdict?
No, I don't even think anybody voted in it. I thought this would be fun. I thought people
over it. But listen, it's okay if we try new things. Sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't. That's okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, like I said, you can do things a certain way, and there would just be maybe a little more tactful in your response, because he did hurt my feelings today as an irrational sports fan.
Yeah, it seems like he burned you twice, because he was like, I'm gonna stay for the long haul, and then he didn't, and then he's like, yeah, I could never win with this team, and you're like, damn, dude.
Yeah, what the hell? He didn't take like half the players on the football team, and ended up transferring to
Auburn. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I feel like that's a good sign that he's a good coach, but also not good for you, because that was like your team.
Yeah. But again, it's just like, you know, sometimes you just got to lie a little bit. Just be a little like, he's not wrong, but he is kind of an a-hole.
Right.
And that's not nice. We do have a few minutes, Anna, before we are going to kick it over to the extra bonus time where we got extra juicy gossip.
Ooh, everyone loves some juicy gossip. Is there anything better than tea? Is there anything better than tea? And the men out there, they pretend like they don't like it. They love it. Everyone loves some good juicy gossip. If my friends start a conversation with, have you heard? Oh. Oh yeah. No, tell me now. Yeah, it's the best.
What do you got? Yeah, I'm ashamed to admit it, but I do love hearing particularly people I don't really like when bad things happen to them. I go ha, and it's a good time to enjoy. What do you call that? Schadenfreude or something?
Is it like some German?
People's despair.
I mean, just called being a C word, I think.
It is. And I mean,
I didn't cause it. I have nothing to do with it. People, you know, oftentimes you're just an innocent bystander. And what it feels like in your mind and heart is that karma is coming to fruition.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. Not always. But again, if it's someone that maybe you had a personal grievance with, when something happens to them, but it can't be too bad. Like you can't be like cancer bad, because then you go like, oh, you're like, I don't like that. I'm like a little, am I happy about this? I don't want to be happy about this. What does that say about me? But when it's something like a bit more superficial and not life ending, then it's like sweet, sweet berry juice.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. You don't want to. Frankly, I'll tell you, if you want to dance on somebody's grave, I'm even okay with that. They're not around to care, or, you know, sometimes it's all people have, you know, so do what you need to do. I personally am like you. I don't want to see any harm, physical harm or, death or anything like that happen. Even my biggest enemies. But, I don't know if that's true. I'm just kidding.
Like an adequate amount of, I don't want to say despair, but an adequate amount of not bad will, but like bad things happening. Yeah. You know, like the punishment should fit the crime in your mind. Again, this is all subjective.
You're the judge in these scenarios. Yes. If something happens, you're the judge, jury, and executioner. And
right. Right. So, sometimes you're like, sounds about right. Sometimes you're like, that was nothing. And then sometimes you're like, whoa, the big C, meaning cancer. Like, I don't want that. That's too much.
Yeah.
That's too much.
And it's different degrees for different people, because there might be like some where, you know, you may not be, it's degrees of dislike for certain people. Like you and I might be like, yeah, I don't really like that person, but I might be up here and you're like, just a sure. few. Like,
right.
A-hole. And I'm like, this is the worst person in the world.
Correct. And there are some people in our life where like I feel neutral or even maybe a little bit positive about that you do not like.
Correct.
Very much.
Correct. So anyway, we'll get to that. Make sure you subscribe over at hmbradio.substack.com so you can hear the juicy gossip, the tea that's going around town today, or you can just stick around here on willsyoutube.com. And you can get in touch with us, 813-693-2124. thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com and hmbradio.com is the website. So we'll say goodbye to our friends at Radio St. Pete, which I ran into Jay Kolb the other day. Guess where I ran into him?
You ran into Jay Kolb at Winn-Dixie. At Aldi.
Good guess. No, it was actually Jay is like our music director. Mm-hmm. Does a lot of the stuff with Radio St. Pete music-wise, local music-wise. Ran into him at the bourbon aisle in an ABC store.
Interesting.
Bourbon
or
man.
As my friend would say. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear it.
Damn it.
No, still nothing.
Oh my God. It's why?
The time has passed.
Okay. Never mind.
Anyway, fellow bourbon fan Jay Kolb. I'm excited to know that, and I'll have to bring him a special sample of something next time I do see him. So, all right, we'll say goodbye to Radio St. Pete. We'll get to the juicy gossip. Remember, head over to willsyoutube.com, subscribe, give it a thumbs up, share it, all that good stuff. And appreciate you guys. We love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.